What was the differential between the payroll available for the Royals and the top team, which was probably the Yankees back then, and what it is today?
Well, there was always a spread. There was always a considerable distance between what the Yankees could pay their players, even back in the mid-'80s, early 80s, late 70s, mid-'70s, because we went up against them, as you know, in playoffs, in American League playoff series. And, I characterize it like a gunfight at OK Corral. At one end is a little kid with a straw hat and freckled face, and he pulls out his pop gun and fires it. And at the other end is this giant guy in a dark outfit with two guns strapped on his hips, all black, leather gloves,
whose
shadow. There was the Yankees. And that's the way I characterize it. Steinbrenner didn't like that characterization, by the way, but it's how I looked at it. It's today the separation still remains the same. We have an $80 million payroll. We've won our division 14 consecutive years. We're about ready not to win it this year for the first time in 15 years, which is remarkable on its own merits. But we're $80 million payroll, and the Yankees are over $200 million in payroll. So anybody that who knows the salt from pepper in putting together a team is going to be able to build a better team theoretically. If you have $200 million up against $80 million, or less than that, $50 million. Now, there are some exceptions, which I'm happy to talk about. A prime example this year is the Florida Marlins.
Let's do that. Okay.
Well, the Florida Marlins are a young team, but what the difference, Nick, is that if you're a team like ours, and like the Yankees, or the Red Sox, or consistently winning teams that have the capability to support the kind of salaries that consistently winning players draw, you're paying for their performance. You're paying for their performance in the financial arena in which we work in baseball, which is absolutely bizarre, but nevertheless, it is what it is. So we pay for that, and you're obligated, not obligated, but you have the need to continue to pay those guys who are your core players, and they're the star players, and so they make more money. Whereas a team like the Florida Marlins, who had no star players that they kept, they started from ground zero, and they were able to put together a low-paying team, remarkably about a $15 million payroll, and they're two games out of the wild card, or a game and a half, or whatever they are now, out of the wild card race in the National League because they went down to ground zero. They were last several years in a row. They drafted well. They filled their pipeline with good young talent. And they're playing well as a team. So it can happen, and that's why I think Kansas City can do that. Minnesota has done it year after year. I also happen to think a town like Pittsburgh can do it with that kind of program in place.